everyone remain calm.
Yeah. Ooh, that's how it always starts. And later there's running and then screaming.
Somebody talk to me! What is happening?
Welcome to Jurassic World.
You're listening to the Jurassic Park Podcast.
You want to consult here or in my bungalow?
Hold on to your butt.
Well, we're back.
Hello, and welcome to the 122nd episode of the Jurassic Park Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Jost, and we're here to discuss all things Jurassic Park. In this special Halloween episode for 2017, we have a bunch of spooky content for you to listen to. First off, we're gonna dive headfirst into the game trail with myself and Aaron Beyer with another installment of 2XL The Talking Robot. Then we have more gory details of InGen's misdeeds in another installment of Chaos Theories with Travis Stevens. This time he tracked down a familiar face on Isla Nublar, albeit slightly decayed. Then after that we have a ghostly installment of Amber Finds with Jay Jurassic, featuring a few creepy toy stories that he has to share. Next up, there is a new edition of the Jurassic Pop Quiz with James Hawkins and Steve Hurl. Now they're gonna quiz somebody that we thought was long gone, and he's got some, well, you know, dodgy answers. And to wrap up the show, we've got a clip from the host of the new segment, The Innovation Center, Tom Fischenden. He's gonna read us a poem that he wrote about the demise of Dennis Nedry. So, as you just heard, there's a lot of haunted content in this episode. I've already spent enough time in the company of death, so let's start things off by heading into the game trail.
This is a game trail, Mr. Ludlow. Carnivores hunt on game trail.
Hey, I'm coming online.
Hello there!
So people think that robots are the future.
This is a game trail, Mr.
Thinking machine supercomputers and virtual reality displays.
This is a game we call hide and seek. It's a scent drill. We've done it about 1,000 times with these animals.
This is a game trail.
Wait to engage.
Look at these creatures. They've got millions of years of instinct in their cells. Instinct that we can program.
Herd the animal into a kill zone. That's when we take our shot. Get a clear shot, wait on my command, and give her everything you got.
I hate computers.
This new program's incredible.
Violence and technology, not good bedfellows.
This is a game trail.
Hey, Jurassic fans, and welcome to The Game Trail, the Jurassic Park podcast segment where we cover all things Jurassic gaming. I'm Aaron Beyer, and today I'm joined by Brad for another exciting segment of Chaos in Jurassic Park with Tigers Electronics 2XL. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. No complaints.
You got any Halloween plans coming up here?
Yeah, you know, Halloween is fast approaching. Not really. I mean, you know, the apartment complex we live in, last year we didn't have too many trick-or-treaters, so we do have like a lot of extra kids this year, so maybe they'll take them around, but they're like really young, so I don't know. Do you take like babies out trick-or-treating? I'm not sure.
You know, yeah, you know, that's what I'm going through right now, actually. It's like, do we take Lincoln out and you know, with maybe our nephew or something like that? So that's what I think we're going to do. So I think you do take babies, I guess. At least I am. I don't know.
Maybe.
I've got a costume that I... actually, I got the Velociraptor blue blow up costume. You know, like the T-Rex that was all the craze last year.
Yeah.
I got the Velociraptor blue, so I'm like, you know, I kind of want to walk around in this thing. So
yeah,
I might be doing that.
I think what we might do is like pass out some candy, and then, geez, this being the game trail, it's pretty fitting. But my wife and I are actually gonna play. Let's see, Mario just came out for the Switch.
Yep.
And Assassin's Creed Origins just came out on the PS4. So, I think we're going to try to play not both at the same exact time, but I think we're going to, just kind of have a day of gaming or whatever.
Okay.
Or, an evening of gaming. So that should be kind of fun.
Thrilling Halloween plans.
I know, right? Living the dream.
Sticking with the theme. So, I don't know. Why don't you describe, 2XL for people who haven't heard it before?
All right, so 2XL in the 90s was a talking robot that would He had a bunch of different cassette tapes, and he would ask you like different questions, and there were science questions and sports questions and pop culture questions. And then kind of near the end of the initial run, they started doing like make your own like choose your own adventure stories, where you would choose different options. There was like Batman ones, there was Superman, there was X-Men, and then they also had a Jurassic Park one. And so what's really cool about this is that I would say there's probably maybe a dozen different storylines that you can follow, and they kind of interweave, and each time you play through, you get a different story. So we've done it a few times here on the podcast. Other, you know, listeners who haven't heard those should definitely check those out. We thought it'd be kind of fun to do it today.
Awesome.
It's been weird. Like, leading up to this recording, I've noticed like some weird things with 2XL. Like, usually I keep them up on my shelf with like some of my Jurassic collectibles, and I've got like an ET like Furby that sits up there with him. but he's just been like, I walked in the other day and he was like on the floor, and I got really worried because I was afraid that he had broken, because you know, he's old, he's from the 90s. I just put him back up on the shelf and didn't think much of it. And then like the next day I walked in and he was back on the ground, and I'm like, well, that's kind of freaking weird. So I just put them back up on the shelf. Like, I was kind of like, thought maybe like my neighbors were like, you know, running up the stairs kind of a bit much or something.
Too hard,
and so maybe like they just like knocked him off or whatever.
Oh god.
But last night, I got up in the middle of the night and I just saw like this like red glow, and he was just on, and his eyes, like, they just like flash like red, and it was really eerie, like super, super weird.
Dude.
So I went over and I hit the stop button and just put him away, and it was super weird. I can't really explain it.
Dude, I can't, my eyes are like tearing up. That freaked me out. Oh my God. If I saw that, I don't know, I probably would have like sprinted back into the bedroom, pulled the covers over my face. That's terrifying. That is,
yeah, it's absolutely terrifying.
I can't, how are you like okay right now?
I don't know.
I guess like it's kind of happened here too. I have this shelf of all my dinosaurs and stuff like that, and I've come down here because I'll come down to record, and then every now and then I like see a dinosaur on the ground, and like you said, I think nothing of it. I just put it back up, and then you know, sometimes they're back on the ground again, but I don't know. I end up like sprinting across my basement after I'm done, and I'm like, nothing get me, please. You know, I'm dark and creepy basement, whatever.
You know, I'm almost wondering if like the initial fall from when my neighbors knocked it on the ground, I'm wondering if like something broke and now it just kind of is like a little glitchy or whatever. I mean, it's an old toy. We're talking from the 90s. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it's just kind of busted now and glitchy. But as long as it still plays the tape, I think we're good.
Well, yeah, now that you freaked me out completely. Hey, dude, you're breaking up a little bit. I didn't catch that last part. Could you say that again?
Oh, here, hopefully this sounds better. Why don't we push forward and see what we can get from the 2XL today? There's still a few great routes that we can take. There's one that I absolutely love. I'm hoping that we hit it, so let's see if we can. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm good.
Hello. I am 2XL, everybody's favorite storytelling robot. But you already probably know that. I was just revealing a very interesting part of the world's history. The period when dinosaurs ruled the Earth. You know, before robots were invented. Would you ever wonder what it would be like to meet a real live dinosaur? I've heard of a man who is so interested that he created his own dinosaurs, as well as a place for them to live. A place called Jurassic Park. During this story, you will be asked to make certain choices from time to time. As usual, please follow all of the instructions. Only press the buttons you are told to press, and only after you hear the word now. So get ready for excitement and adventure as you take a trip through Jurassic Park. But first, you need to tell me, where would you like to begin this story? You'll need to either press 2 for Costa Rica, or 3 for the dark and Arin.
Well, that's Arin. Weird. Arin. It's never done this before. Hey, dude, I'm really sorry.
No worries. I mean, that was pretty strange, to be honest, and especially after those stories you just told me. But, I don't know. I might be wrong, but it kind of sounded like it was saying Arin. Did you catch that, or?
It is a little weird, but I don't know. I mean, we've met some new characters on the tape before. I don't know if this is a new one that just happens to have my name. That'd be kind of cool. but I hope everything's okay. Let's try this again.
All
right. For the dark and barren forest, press 2 or 3 now.
Three. Let's go barren forest. Oh, well, I guess that was probably what it said. Barren, Aaron, kind of sounds similar, right?
The core vehicle slowly moved along the track through the forest on Isla Nublar. John Hammond's island contained a little-known route to most of the park employees. The current tour contained several new guests. Seeing the park for the first time, Robert Muldoon, the park's game warden, accompanied them on a tour and was perplexed by the direction the tour was headed.
What is this? Where are we? I told Ray Arnold to showcase the guest route, not the alternate route.
It looks like the yellow brick road doesn't actually, lead to Oz.
Quiet, you! We're being hunted. Off in the distance, something dark, something dangerous.
Off in the distance, a ghostly figure danced between the trees, avoiding the sight lines of the vehicle.
What is it, Clem? Can you see what it is?
Quim couldn't see past the brush outside the window enough to see whatever was approaching the vehicle. In the second vehicle, the group noticed a black shadow moving rapidly towards the first car, ramming it and flipping it over in an instant. The window shattered. The roof collapsed. From the second vehicle, paleontologist Dr. Alan Grant noticed someone getting pulled from the vehicle into the barren forest.
What is that? That shadow, it's got a hold on someone.
It was Ed Regis, InGen's public relations manager.
Ah! No! No! Ah! Please! Ah!
I think that was Ed Regis.
We think you're right. Wait. Wait, look. Just close your eyes.
We need to go help that vehicle and make sure everyone's okay. Muldoon, call the command center and get help.
To see what happened to Ed Regis up close, press 1. To help the remaining passengers of the first vehicle, press 4. Press 1 or 4 now.
Honestly, number 1 sounds a bit gruesome, to be honest. Let's go 4.
Okay, number 4.
The body of Ed Regis was out of sight from the other guests, but it wasn't out of sight from a group of scavengers. The comp.
No, this is weird.
Regis's flesh.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to this thing.
Grant told Malcolm and Muldoon from the first tour vehicle. Muldoon luckily had no injuries. Malcolm, on the other hand, had a broken leg.
Will someone remind me to, thank John for the broken leg? Looks like the cavalry is coming to our rescue.
Just then, two jeeps drive up to aid the guests. From the first jeep, Janice Kelly, the new assistant park warden, exits to help Malcolm.
What happened here? Was everyone okay?
Well, if you call one dead guy and a broken leg okay, then, yeah.
Look, Dr. Malcolm, we need to stay still. We're badly injured. Now is not the time for jokes. I'll prepare you for transport and make sure you're back up and running in no time.
While Kelly tends to Malcolm's wounds, the children of the group, Lex and Tim, pass the time by throwing the baseball she brought to the island with her. Tim throws the ball back to Lex, but misses the target. The ball rolls down the hill into the jungle.
Quimmy!
To follow Lex and Tim's hunt for the baseball, press 2. To stay with Kelly and Malcolm, press 3. Press 2 or 3 now.
2. Let's see where the kids go.
All right. Pressing number 2.
Out of the second jeep hops Jerry Harding, the island veterinarian. Noticing the kids running down the hill, he chases after them.
Quits. Quits. Quits.
Won't run off into the jungle. Come back.
Harding stumbles upon the baseball, but doesn't see Lex or Tim anywhere.
What? Where did you go? We have to get back to the Jeep.
We move silently through the jungle, knowing it isn't safe to be out here alone. Jerry noticed a black shadow streak across the jungle. It was unlike anything he had seen before. Very ghost-like. A strange silence comes over the jungle as Jerry begins to hear a rumble.
We have to get back to the Jeeps. There can't be any big dinosaurs in this paddock. The electric fences should keep this section safe, I think. Kids! Please come back, we have to leave now!
Rex and Tim were nowhere to be found. Did they head back to the Jeep? Are they still out in the jungle? Just then, a lumbering beast burst through the trees, making its way straight towards Harding.
Where?
A Tyrannosaurus Rex tracks down Jerry Harding as he runs away. It steps on the baseball left by Lex and Tim, lowers its head, and bites Harding completely in half. The beast shakes the human back and forth before letting it fall to the ground. We return to the group at the vehicles, press 1. To witness suspicious activity on the north end of the island, press 4. Press 1 or 4 now.
Wow, 4, I guess?
I am coming for you, Erwin.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
No worries, dude. You know, to be honest, it is kind of creeping me out, but that's okay. Like I said, I'm just going to sprint across my basement before I got to go upstairs.
Yeah, I don't remember any of this.
It's kind of brutal.
It's super weird. It's kind of like, for kids, it's kind of gruesome.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Let me see if option 4 still works. Let me take a look.
On the north end of the island, Dennis Nedry and Lewis Dodgson plan their escape and sabotage of the island. Nedry, a computer programmer at Jurassic Park, worked closely with Lewis Dodgson to steal embryos and remove them from the island. What Nedry didn't know was Dodgson had more plans in motion.
Okay, I've got all the embryos. Do you have the money?
Of course. It's on the chopper that's headed to the island as we speak. Look. There.
Yes. I can't wait to watch this park fill and spend all my money on a beach resort in Costa Rica.
You have no idea. My plan is in full swing.
Just then, the helicopter roared towards the open field, landing within feet from Nedry and Dodgson. The two ran up to the open door and pulled themselves in. Dennis needed a little help.
Thanks.
The helicopter pulled away and flew off into the sky, with the island fading fast behind them. Nedry noticed two fast-moving objects barreling towards the island.
Dodgson, what is that? Is that what you meant by our plan being in full swing?
I figured we need an insurance policy to go along with those embryos. It's time to make sure that we are the only ones with the product.
Two fighter jets blast past the helicopter towards the island. It's obvious that they were holding cargo. Dennis Nedry saw that they were carrying bombs.
But you can't blow up the island.
Lewis Dodgson considered his options. He can blow up the island, destroying everything on it, or he can spare the island and hope that life finds a way. Press 1 to destroy the island, including all the park guests, dinosaurs, and facilities. Or press 3 to call off the fighter jets.
No, my God. Press 3. Call off the jets. That other outcome is horrible.
Dude, seriously, this is messed up.
God.
Lewis Dodgson looked down at the walkie-talkie in his hand, considering his options.
Do it. Destroy everything.
What? No, I did not want that option. Oh,
dude,
God.
I pressed 3, I swear. I pressed 3.
Oh my God, what did we do?
A screech from above swooped down and dislodged their helicopter. Alarms flared as the helicopter spun violently out of control, crashing into the ocean below. Isla Nublar erupted into a plume of smoke and fire as bombs destroyed everything on the island.
Well, I certainly know how to make up a terrifying story that was full of death and destruction. Is it a shame that you killed everyone on the island, including all of the dinosaurs? By the way, did you ever wonder why this story turned out this way?
Let me show you!
Aaron? You there, dude? Yo. Aaron?
Hello, Brad.
Didn't gentle do anything to get their hands on my information. My chaos theories.
Greetings, you terrible lizard tourists. It's Travis Stevens, reporting to you from the center of it all, Isla Nublar. I try to get back to ground zero every couple of months or so. Keep my ear close to the ground on everything the InGen might be up to. Yes, of course I know that it's dangerous, but that is how committed I am to bringing this corrupt organization to its knees. I've been just creeping around on the northern part of this island, away from the commercial Jurassic World sites, and into the jungle. A while ago, it must have been about 16 years actually, I spent a few months' paychecks to buy some T-Rex pee. Some kid online was selling it. Nothing has ever bothered me while I'm poking around, rooting around through InGen's trash and digging up their dirt. Wait, something's up ahead. It looks like a man, but he's missing an arm. Maybe he's a worker that had an accident. Not hard to believe knowing the lax safety procedures on this island. His clothes look pretty bad, even rotten. Looks like he might have been office staff or something, but what the... He looks like a...
How we doing, baby?
Like a zombie!
What's the matter?
Well, sir, you look like an undead corpse that has been ravaged by dinosaurs. You're rotting and missing an arm.
Correctamundo!
So you're a zombie, then? A zombie dinosaur victim?
Yes!
How is this even possible? I mean, I would have thought the dinosaurs would have picked you off by now. How are you surviving? I mean, how are you still not completely eaten?
I'm Superfly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone.
And that deters the dinosaurs?
Yes!
I don't know. I sincerely doubt that Wu would have engineered any sort of intolerance for Superfly TNT into their DNA.
You don't want to mess with me on this one, because I will come after you.
Whoa. Okay, it's clearly the Superfly TNT. Whatever. I'm only here on Isla Nublar with the best intentions. I'm trying to bring InGen down. Who are you? Now, listeners, you can't see this, but he's flashing an ID card that is still somehow attached to his decomposing dress shirt. It says, Ray Arnold? Wait, you're Ray Arnold? The chief engineer from the original park? You've been like this for 24 years, since the original Jurassic Park failed to open its doors back in 1993.
This ain't none of your damn business.
I'm sorry, Mr. Arnold. I'm just amazed. I know the past must be a painful subject. If I was you, I would feel very angry about what happened because of InGen's corruption and carelessness. If it was me, I'd want to...
I don't remember asking you a thing.
Oh, my apologies, Ray. You don't mind if I call you Ray, do you? Let's move on to something less painful. Do you eat? I mean, what have you been eating this whole time?
Hamburgers. I do love the taste of a good burger.
What? Have you been creeping over to the dumpster at Jurassic World's Margaritaville? You've been pulling out someone's cheeseburger and paradise meal that got thrown out?
This is some serious gourmet.
Well, I guess it's not like you're gonna get sick off it. At least you're not eating people's brains. I mean, you're not eating people's brains, are you?
What's the matter?
I just want to confirm that you aren't going to try to eat my brain. I have enough trouble just avoiding the dinosaurs. Last thing I want to do is get eaten by an undead InGen employee while I'm trying to get a scoop for the Jurassic Park podcast, held by Mr. Brad Jost.
Does he look like a...
Who, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that's relevant.
Does he look like a...
Well, I can see that you're fixated on this detail, so here. I'm pulling up this pic right now on my phone. Here, this is Brad.
Check out the big brain on Brad!
Uh-oh. sorry, Brad. Maybe you'd better stay away from the greater Costa Rica / Central America region if you want to keep your brain from being eaten.
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of?
Oh, we're from the United States. Well, Mr. Arnold, since I have you here, I think it would be irresponsible of me not to get your story. I think most of us have pieced together what happened, but maybe you could clarify. You were the chief engineer of Jurassic Park, working directly under John Hammond, right?
Yes!
You didn't care much for Mr. Nedry, did you?
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Well, we can't blame you. He did cause the failure of the island's power grid that ultimately led to your death. Okay, so things went bad, and you went to go turn the power back on for Jurassic Park, and then a velociraptor cornered you in the maintenance shed and gnawed off your arm before you could get out of reach. Does that sound about right?
How would you know that?
Steven Spielberg, he has a highly detailed documentary film on the Isla Nublar incident. It's called Jurassic Park. It was a big hit in theaters.
Whoa, stop right there.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time. Look, I ain't threatening you in the night. You know I respect you and all.
It doesn't feel like you respect me, Mr. Arnold. Honestly, I'm a little nervous knowing that you apparently eat gourmet Margaritaville hamburgers and brains.
The cornerstone of any nutritious brains.
Wow. InGen really did a number on you, Ray.
You were saying something about best intentions?
Right. Yeah, I am here looking to dig up dirt on InGen. I can help bring down the monsters that did this to you.
That's all you had to say.
Hold on to your butt.
Yes, I knew you would have the information we would need. We're gonna do this together. Ray.
Why are you creeping closer to me with your mouth open like you're gonna bite me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please, continue.
Okay, well, let's just keep our distance here. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I think it's highly unethical for InGen to let you just wander around out here in the Costa Rican jungle after everything that happened. Shouldn't they be trying to cure you? Shouldn't they at least try to help you live in comfort? Look, I can see the giant tracking beacon that they attached to your back here. It's like a spear they shoved halfway through your torso. They clearly know you're here, and they track your whereabouts. So, what, they probably caught you digging through the dumpsters, or maybe you ate a few too many of the workers over the years?
Correctamundo!
Well, I'm gonna help you, Ray. None of this is right. You deserve justice, not this dino-infested zombie exile. Let me ask you a few more questions. Do you know anything about what InGen has been doing lately? Anything about a project called Fallen Kingdom?
Yo, man, you better back off.
Wait, are you part of the project?
Oh, man.
You are, aren't you?
This is some f***ed up repugnant.
Then deny it.
No.
Everyone, you heard it here first. Zombie Ray Arnold is somehow a key part of the Fallen Kingdom plan, and he may or may not be working actively with InGen. Hey, whoa, Ray, I told you, just stay away. I think I'm gonna leave now. It would be really helpful to my work that I remain uneaten.
You know that ain't talking your way out.
Please, Ray, please don't do this. We can work together. You know more than almost anyone about what was going on in the early days. Look what they've done to you! Don't eat me, and we can destroy InGen!
Shut the f*** up!
Ray, stay back. No! No!
You can't say no.
You're the evil man, and I'm the righteous man.
What are you even talking about? All right, this was a Travis Stevens for Chaos Theories. I'm gonna try to get off this island before Zombie Ray eats me like one of his spoiled Margaritaville burgers.
You're the righteous man, and I'm the shepherd.
Ray, InGen has diseased your mind. Please stop shepherding me toward your mouth.
Burger. Who's got some change? He takes quarters. I got a buck. I got a buck 10.
How'd you get it?
You don't want to know.
Her name, we got it.
Where did you get that?
I got it on eBay.
Then they're expensive. Put them back.
He's a digger.
Muchacho, enter the booth.
I had a promise to conduct a very thorough on-site inspection.
And get stuff in the sale.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I got it for $150.
But we'll pay it. And then there's the merchandise. I can
personally... Donald, this park was not built to cater only for the super rich.
That first park was legit.
I could write all kinds of numbers on this check.
I remember that on InGen's list.
It's because it wasn't on their list.
This fossilized tree sample, which we call Amber...
Hello, Jurassic ghouls and ghosts from around the way, from the eerie jungles of Nublar and Sorna and all the five deaths. Well, Sorna's technically a five death, so the rest of the five deaths. This is Jay Jurassic here with a creepy Amber Finds. And why am I doing that creepy voice? Well, this is a Halloween special, which I'm just trying to creep you out just a little bit. I'm not going to be talking about a certain item in my collection. Well, in a sense I am, but we're going to creep up the factor, make it a little terrifying and scary. Give you a bit of, like, real horror stories about JP Toys. Now, this is actually real stuff that happened to me. Let's just start out. Since this is a Halloween special and we love all those... monsters and ghosts. Let's tell a little bit of ghost stories about Jurassic Park toys. So, when I was younger, we lived in this house that had a... We have a lot of stories about this house of dealing with ghosts. I know people out there might not believe them. That's fine. You're totally entitled to your opinion. But until you live in a house that a lot of weird stuff goes on, yeah... You can, until you experience it, it's just the way it is, you know what I mean? I do believe in ghosts. Laugh it off, I don't care. But I've seen some stuff, you know? And there's a certain incident where I remember when I was a kid, we lived in this one house, like I said, that had a lot of weird stuff going on, seeing things and whatnot. But... to keep this all within the Jurassic Park factor, it has to do with my toys, with my Jurassic Park toys. This was during the JP3 era, and it was weird. Like, I had most of these toys in the basement, and the basement was that basement was creepy, man. I didn't like going in that basement alone. You know, it was a weird stuff going on down there. You feel like somebody was watching you all the time. And, you know, it was pretty scary in a sense. There's other stories, but they have nothing to do with Jurassic Park. Well, let's just give you a little insight of that. One time I was in that basement, and no one else was there. And my basketball just rolled right to me. Like you see in the movies? That happened to me in that basement. And, another time I heard my sister calling me in the basement when I was down there, like organizing my toys, and my sister was not home that day. So there's a little sense of like some weird stuff that happened. Anyway, one night my grandma was, I don't know if it was, it either was my grandma or my mom, told me they can hear something going on in the basement. And
and they like, it wasn't late, but it was nighttime. It was like 10 o'clock, you know, and we were up, but we heard something like the basement door was in, the door leading to the basement was in the kitchen, and we were all like in the living room, but we heard some noise coming from the basement, and we all got like kind of huddled over the door to hear what it was. And it was my electronic helicopter from JP3 just going off. Like, just... I'm like, what the... Well, why is it doing that? And I'm thinking, well, maybe I placed it somewhere where, like, another dinosaur fell on top of it and was, like, making it, you know, turn on. And I'm like, alright. So me and my mom went down there. And not only was it my JP3 helicopter going off, it was also my JP3... Tyrannosaurus Rex. It was my the lights on the, you know, the tracker vehicle from The Lost World were just turned on, and all of this was synced on, just like sitting on top of these boxes, which I know very well, they were inside the boxes. I kept them in these big like plastic, like Sterilite, I think it's called, like Sterilite, like cases, you know, those big plastic bins. I had it in there. What were they doing out of the bins? So I asked my sisters if they had taken them out of the bins. They said no. You mean, but probably they did. Let's just go on the skeptical look of it. Maybe they did. But there was no one down there to turn those toys on. There was no one there to turn on the lights on the tracker. There was no one down there to press the button. Because you actually have to press the button on the helicopter for it to make that noise. And you gotta press the T-Rex on the side of the ribs to make that type of noise. And that thing was just going off. And the craziest thing is, like, it stopped for like a second. And we're like, okay, it's just a malfunction. And then it, as soon as we were walking up the stairs, went off again. And my mom's like, just take the batteries out of them. So I did. Took the batteries out. Took the batteries out. Went upstairs. Nothing. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, my Omega T-Rex is starting to go off. The helicopter stopped. The batteries are done. But what are the chances of all those toys malfunctioning? Like, I get the Hasbro ones from JP3 maybe malfunctioning, but the Omega Rex? Mm-mm. So I went down there, and I couldn't really take the batteries out of the Omega Rex, but I took the Omega Rex upstairs with me. So I left it, just take it out of that environment, because I couldn't really take the batteries out of it. It's hard to take the batteries out of that one. So I took it upstairs, and I just had it in my room with me. And, that was it for that. It never happened again in that basement, but that it was just so weird, like, that all those toys malfunctioned, whatever. And I put the batteries back in or whatever the next day, and never again it happened. You know, there was other weird stuff that happened, of course, but has nothing to do with Jurassic Park. But that was like an incident that had to do with Jurassic Park. Now let's move to present day. It's weird sometimes. I don't really think it has anything to do with ghosts now, but I know maybe some of you guys out there have the stomp and strike malfunction once in a while, when it's just like roars right out of nowhere. One night, I guess I had one of the other T-Rexes pressing down on that stomp and strike, and that thing was waking me up the entire night. I moved it. It would still roar. Moved it again, it would still roar. I moved it a bunch of times, different places, and it would still roar. That thing was malfunctioning, but at the same time, it made me think back to when those other toys in that basement were doing all that noise. And I know, like, that house was haunted, dude. It just, a lot of weird stuff happened there. And I guess the ghost or whatever spirit was there just wanted to play with Jurassic Park toys. And that night just decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to play with these toys. You know? And that's creepy. Yeah. So, yeah. Just a little creepy ghost story just to share with you all that has to do something with Jurassic Park, you know? I never saw my toys, like, floating around. I never once I took the batteries out, they didn't make noises like that. Now that's you know, I mean, that's some fictional stuff. I don't think that really could happen. You mean, you take the batteries out of something, I don't think, unless it's really like demonic, I don't know. But sometimes when I hear like randomly one of my raptors go off in my room, or like earlier today when the raptors actually went off, the electronic Delta went off, and I had to look, and I was like, and it's funny because I was writing this for the this show. I was like writing like little notes, taking notes because I'm trying to remember back, and Delta goes off, and I'm like, oh man, are you serious? But it was Cheetos. Cheetos happened to be like pawing at something. So there's the explanation. For that day in the basement, I have no explanation. Like, I know people are going to be saying, oh, probably malfunctioning toys. But three at first and one more toy all malfunctioning at the same time. And it wasn't like they were sitting on each other. Like, they were all in that bin. They were in that bin. And then when we got downstairs, they were all out of that bin, lined up on a table. Just going off. So, yeah, creepy stuff. I guess even ghosts like Jurassic Park toys. Well, that's it for this one. It was just a little short, just to give you a little Halloween flavor. I missed being on the podcast. I wanted to get on here real quick and give a little ghost story. You know, creep you guys out. Now you guys are going to be looking at your toys if they're haunted or not on Halloween. All thanks to me. You're gonna hear one of them go off and you're gonna be like, dang it, Jay Jurassic just scarred me with this story. There's ghosts in my collection. So yeah, so not only are JP toys popular with us, but I guess ghosts love them too. Anyway, guys, have a happy Halloween, a safe Halloween. Be careful out there trick-or-treating, guys. Hope to see a lot of JP costumes on Instagram and whatnot. Tag me if anything. I would love to see what you guys dressed up as Jurassic Park wise. Alright? Have a good one. Until the next time. See ya.
I have good reason to believe that you would find this challenging.
You should hear a 4-year-old try to say Archaeornithomimus.
You should hear you try to say it.
Even problem-solving intelligence. Especially the big one.
Well, this madness must stop. Now.
Producer? I know, gentlemen.
How did you know?
One drop of this can paralyze you, so watch out.
Thank God.
Is this real?
Yes.
It is?
Jurassic Pop Quiz with Jurassic Unicast.
And welcome back to Jurassic Unicast. I'm James, your host, and I'm joined with my co-host, Steve. All right, mate, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm not bad. Just, prepping my house for Halloween decorations.
Hey.
I know. So, and now the season is upon us. What have we got planned and what have we got in line for the podcast?
It's a very, very, very special pop quiz this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to try and summon a character from the dead.
Oh, yeah. Is this a good idea?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, there's only one way to find out. I guess we'll have to give it a go.
Yeah, right, here we go. I'm going to have to call on the Madam Seance. And we'll see how it goes.
Ooh! Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table. It's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Harpies and furies, old friends and new, blow on a horn so we'll know that it's you. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Oh my God, what do I say? This is so weird. What do I say?
Hello?
Dennis?
Dennis?
You there? You there, Dennis?
You know, I don't know.
I can't believe this has worked.
Mate, this is some weird stuff right now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Dennis, sorry to pull you away from whatever you're doing in the afterlife.
Okay.
What was you doing in the afterlife? No, don't answer that. I don't want to know.
No. So, Dennis, the reason why we got you here is, would you be willing to take part in the Jurassic Pop Quiz? I'll take that as a yes. Okay, well, the premise is that we'll ask you a few questions, we'll go back and forth, and just answer them the best you can.
Okay,
Dennis, my first question is, what job did you have before Jurassic Park?
I'm a United States postal worker.
Okay, so why did you leave that job?
Because the mail never stops.
Well, that's a great answer.
So, are you allowed any pets?
Many dogs.
So they allow dogs in the afterlife.
Yeah, that's cool. What games do you play with the animals?
Play fetch.
Ah, fetch, yeah. What do you use to play fetch with? Obviously, being what it is.
Stick, stupid!
Of course it's a stick. Right, if you were to see a dinosaur stuck down a well, what would you say to it?
And no wonder you're extinct.
Yeah, that's cool. Right, okay, so, next question. How many characters can you name from the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise in 30 seconds? Ready?
Go.
Dodson.
One.
Giant
Hammond. Two. Come on.
You got time.
Not wrong now.
Come on, Dennis.
Three. Oh, nice try. Good effort. A lot of people do struggle with that question, so to get three, that's about average at the moment, really. Right, so we're on to the next question. I'm hearing someone else. Is there anyone else with you? Okay, I think we're getting some interference now, James. Can't really hear him. I think he's gone. Right, James, that was amazing. I think he's actually gone now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Not good with ghosts.
No. Let's hope he is gone.
Well, it was definitely interesting anyway.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah, it's something different.
Hopefully we won't have too many others haunt us.
No, hope we haven't opened the gates to something new.
Yeah. Open up a new can of worms.
Yeah. He didn't do too well.
A new can of Barbasol.
Ah, good. He didn't do too well on the old character naming, did he?
No. To be fair, I think he'd done as good as Jack Horner.
Yeah, just about. Oh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good. It was a good one.
Yeah.
But I hope everyone enjoyed their Halloween special.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And
don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube on Jurassic Unicast.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of Jurassic Park podcast.
Yes, enjoy.
Enjoy your holidays.
Mommy's very angry.
This is the pit and snake man.
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Is that good?
You find it?
Fantastic.
That's the part they didn't like.
I believe I've spent enough time in the company of death.
Hang on, this is going to be bad.
The canopy above screeches and screams in the breeze as the rain and wind begins to torture the trees. Up ahead is blurry, he can barely see in front when the Jeep skids to a stop, sudden and blunt. What the hell is going on? Why is the Jeep suddenly stuck? He opens the door, leaving the safety of the truck. It's black and dark, something hiding amongst the shadow. But what was it? It was too fast. I just don't know. The trickle of water, the crack as something crushes a twig. Was it getting closer? Deeper and deeper, the fear begins to dig. Oh my god, no! The can! I must have dropped it! Do I look for it? I think I'm beginning to lose my wit. What was that? A high-pitched cackle to my left. Whatever it is must be quick and deft. Oh no, my glasses! It's getting hard to see! Screw Isla Nublar, it's time to flee. I'm back in the car, safety at last. Soon this horror will be buried in the past. Wait, what is that heavy breathing I hear? It sounds like a creature. I hope I'm wrong, I fear. Ah! A sudden burning overcomes my face. Stinging sensations as sharp as a mace. The pain becomes numbing as I feel my belly split. And I realise with horror the Dilo has bit. Trapped in a confined space with a ravenous creature. The world loses clarity, even the smallest feature. As the darkness overcomes me, I welcome its grasp. Dennis Nedry is gone as death tightens his clasp.
Make sure to visit JurassicParkPodcast.com to find all our past episodes, brand new news articles, information on how to contact us, and much more. It's a great source for everything related to the podcast, and of course, Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. Head to JurassicParkPodcast.com and help us build a great community.
Anybody hear that?
Thanks for listening to the 2017 Halloween special on the Jurassic Park podcast. A big thanks to everybody involved in this episode: Jay Jurassic, James Hawkins, Steve Hurl, Tom Fishenden, Travis Stevens, Aaron Beyer, and the voices that you heard in the 2XL segment, Arjun Boss, Ted Brothers, and my wife Kelly making her debut on the Jurassic Park podcast. This has been an awesome Halloween special, and I hope you've all enjoyed it. If you want to interact with us, we do most of our work over on Twitter, at Jurassic Park Pod. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/Jurassic Park Podcast, and our Instagram handle is at Jurassic Park Podcast. You can listen to us via iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, YouTube, our website, or wherever else podcasts are found. So make sure to subscribe to automatically get new episodes every week. If you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review in iTunes or a great review wherever you listen to the podcast. It will seriously help out our rankings and make it easier for fans like you to find us. We're usually spotted commenting on the Jurassic Park subreddit as Jurassic Park Podcast. Don't forget to check out JurassicParkPodcast.com for all the links that you heard here today. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us with any news stories, MP3s, comments, or if you want to debut a segment of your own, send them to JurassicParkPod@gmail.com. Or you could submit questions directly on our website contact form. If you'd like to record something for the show, send it in to us and we'll feature it in an upcoming episode. If you don't have any way to record, you can give our voicemail line a call and leave us a message. That number is 732-825-7763. Thanks for listening. Have a happy Halloween and enjoy.
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
You will remember to wash your hands before you eat anything.
Five minutes. Drop what you're doing and leave now.